Friends, the way in which John narrates the story of this Samaritan woman, he's written it like a personal story of conversion, right? There is this one woman whose life is turned over that day in her conversation and in her encounter with Jesus. Now, even though John tells it as a personal story, know that he does not tell us the name of this woman. And maybe John is being intentional in just calling her the Samaritan woman. In this way, the story is not just her story. This is the story of every person. The Samaritan woman's story can be your story and mine. See, like the Samaritan woman, we all have a jar. All of us. And in this jar, we keep that which is most precious to us. Our families, our jobs, our friends, our home, our possessions, our interests, our hobbies. That day, when the Samaritan woman came to fill her empty jar with water, that jar was empty. There was nothing in it. And sometimes our jar can be empty too. Most of the time, it's not. But there are times when my jar has been empty. When the Samaritan woman came to fill her empty jar, the irony in that entire story is that Jesus did not fill her jar. Jesus took her to the well. The jar she left at the feet of Jesus that day when she left. What does the story mean for us? Certainly for those who are the elect, for them it means coming to the waters of baptism. But the rest of us, what does the story mean for us? Folks, our jar is what gives meaning to our lives, isn't it? Our families, our homes, our jobs, everything that we've made of ourselves. Our jar is what gives meaning to our lives. But here's the deal. Our jar does not save us. Yes, it's very important. This is who we are. But a jar is not what saves us. Salvation is not in the jar. The salvation is at the well. Now, we might mistake the jar for the well. There are people who do that. And we can fall into that very danger. We might think that what we make of our life is what saves us. It's not. It's what God makes of us that saves us. See, for me, it's very possible to think that my priesthood saves me. My priesthood doesn't save me. God saves me. Without Christ, this jar is but a jar. It's very meaningful. It's very precious. But without Christ, the jar is but a jar. After all, on the day we die, we must leave this jar behind. We can't take it with us. On the day that we die, we leave this jar behind. The story of the Samaritan woman invites us to take our lives, to take our jar and leave it at the well. Salvation is at the well. Please take a moment of silence and let's lay our jar at the feet of Jesus. Sisters and brothers, the assembly, I ask you to pray in silence that these elect will be given a spirit of repentance, a sense of sin, and also a sense of true freedom of the children of God. And as we pray with these elect, I invite you to scrutinize your own lives as well. May I ask the elect and everyone else to please go on their knees. My dear elect, I invite you also to pray and bow your heads in prayer. Let us pray for these elect whom the church has confidently chosen. May they successfully complete their long preparation and at the Paschal feast find Christ in his sacraments. Lord, hear our prayer.
That they may be freed from the spirit of mistrust deters people from following Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That while awaiting the gift of God, they may long with all their heart